Okay, so in recent news, Jackson State University has decided that it will drop its out-of-state tuition fees significantly to help incoming students, especially those that don't live in Mississippi, attend the schools. Their reasoning was they had an increase in out-of-state students, and they felt that it was a good idea to drop their out-of-state fees from the tuition. Now, here's the thing. Those out-of-state tuition fees amounted to $11,000 plus, okay, versus the in-state tuition, you know, overall being under $8,000 maybe for the school. And this is in Jackson, Mississippi, Jackson State University. And so out-of-state tuition and fees was pushing near $20,000, you know, for overall for students who didn't originally live there. And what was discovered is that half of the universities in Mississippi were already, you know, already planning to drop their out-of-state tuition fees. And so when tuition for the entire state and the public universities are expected to rise, they are saying, well, okay, let's drop the fees for the out-of-state students to make it easier for them to continue and pursue their education. On the front end of it, it's a great idea because anytime you can lessen the severity and the dependency on student loans and student loan debt amounting higher and higher, that's a positive thing. So you want to do that. And it creates less of a burden on families to try to come up with thousands of dollars to send their child to school. So on the front end, immediately, that is a plus where you are saving money for students. Now it must be considered that whenever you have a rule change, there's always some effect, especially to those who were right before the rule was changed. In other words, if a student who had just completed their degree at Jackson State University or any other university in that state had to pay significant amount of money to attend that school, had to pay all these student loans and grants and scholarships and you know, the money from those things were helping pay for that school. If they are, you know, and of course you don't pay back grants and scholarships, but if they had to go into debt to stay at that school, and then all of a sudden a rule has now been changed to benefit those like them coming from other states to that school, they're going to feel a little slighted. And I can't say that it's not justified. You know, at the same time, they made a choice to go to that school, and you knew the numbers, or hopefully you knew the numbers going into that and what it was going to cost you out of pocket. At the same time, it makes you question a few things. It makes you wonder, why couldn't this be done sooner? You know, what about now and tuition going up now that all of a sudden make this a great idea, when it is a great idea that easily could have been done earlier? Why are out-of-state tuition fees so high in comparison to in-state tuition fees? Well, one reason is because of taxes. If you pay state taxes, your money is indirectly going to a public school anyway, whether it's a public elementary school, middle school, high school, or even a public college or university. It's through the state taxes. So people who live in Mississippi were already contributing to the tuition and fees regardless. Out-of-state tuition and fees, and the big part is the and fees. The out-of-state tuition fees were not indirectly contributing to the public schools and the public colleges in that state or in any state, because that money is going to the home state of that person who is from out of state. So if I live in New York, my state taxes are from New York. If I live in Georgia, my state taxes are from Georgia. And so it wouldn't contribute to any other school that's outside of that state. So that's the real reason why out of state tuition is higher, because of the fees. They have more fees. The tuition is pretty standard across the board, but it's the fees that make it higher. And so there is some pro and con to them dropping the fees, because okay, you're making college affordable. At the same time, you're giving an advantage to those who live out of state versus those who live in state. Some people stay at home for college simply because they can't afford to go anywhere else, and it is cheaper to be at home for school. But if you're given the similar advantage to those who are coming in just because it's about numbers, then I could see someone feeling slighted because they stayed in Jackson or they stayed in another city in Mississippi just to save money versus, well, hey, I wanted to go out of state. I wanted to go to this school, but I couldn't afford to. You know, so it makes you wonder, why can't more schools across more states do the same thing in terms of out-of-state tuition? It does raise that question, and it's not an unfair question. Also, too, when you look at, if it's about numbers, if it's about retention, at a certain point, is that all it's about? Because yes, you might have a certain number of out-of-state students and you want to make sure that they remain on your campus and graduate from there. But is it about numbers only? Is it about saying we trying to keep the statistics high on incoming freshmen, incoming sophomores, transfer students, and on our graduation rates? So by doing a drop in the fees, we're guaranteeing we're going to maintain numbers. Okay, that looks good from an analytical standpoint if you're following stats like that, but I hope that as they're dropping tuition and fees for out-of-state students and you're seeing an increase in students coming to that campus, that you are listening to them, or that you are communicating with them, that your programs are up to par so that they don't want to leave. Many students want to stay where they first attend, but it's more than just money that's going to cause them to leave. Programs change, funding gets cut, all these things. And so while you're fixing it on one end, I hope that you're fixing it on the back end, because it's not just getting them there, it is about keeping them there. So, you know, that's another side that has to be weighed in. But you can't ignore the personal choice side of it either. If I'm a student who is deciding to go to a school out of my state, I can't understand, you know, I can't, unless you can put it in writing that says it's going to be like this for all 4 years, you kind of have to expect things to change. And that does make you question, well, how long is this going to last? Is this a temporary fix? Is this a permanent fix? Will tuition go back down? So, and if tuition goes back down because of changes in the university system of that state, will you see this procedure or this method go away? Will out-of-state tuition fees reappear, you know what I'm saying, or increase again, to where now you're starting to question, whoa, wait a minute, ooh, I can't afford it like I thought I could. And again, not ignoring personal choice, if I purposely went to a college that I could not afford, it should not be about the state trying to throw me a bone, so to speak, to keep me there. I should have had enough wherewithal to know that finances are not right. The academics don't match the fact that I'm paying for the school to this magnitude. It's a lot that goes into thinking of, unless there's a scholarship on the table that's going to help me with this, why am I here? So I understand that Mississippi is doing a great thing, and other states like Mississippi, because I can't assume that they're the first and the only state doing this, it is a great idea on the surface where you're trying to save students money for coming to your school. But you can't allow that to look like a crutch or an advantage just to come to your school without some teaching, some education, some wherewithal to know that this could change. And this may not benefit everybody the same. I don't care if you are from distant states and you're coming to this state. What is it costing you to leave there? Leave where you are and come to Mississippi because you found out that out-of-state tuition and fees have decreased. Is it worth it? Are you mature enough to still be on your own as a student to go to a out-of-state school? Do you need to be closer to home because those who live around you or live with you understand that you are not ready? But if an offer like this is on the table, your eyes are seeing, wow, I'm only paying $500 a semester in out-of-state tuition fees. you know, the tuition's what it is, but then fees for that tuition, man, I'm only paying $500 each semester in the fee. The out-of-state tuition fee has dropped. That's the selling point. You know, that makes me wonder, are the programs great? Can they be improved? If the selling point is out-of-state tuition, hey, we dropping it for you, come here, because that's what's going to be the premise for a lot of students coming there, regardless of majors and stuff. It's going to be the price dropped, so I must go there. Something to think about, right? So again, tuition dropped, tuition and fees dropped, you know, decrease in student loan usage or the amount needed. You know, you're not abusing the financial aid now just to stay at a school that A, you probably couldn't afford to go to, or B, you couldn't afford to retain there. You know, you started off there, might have had a first year scholarship, second year scholarship or something like that, but now the price is getting steep. But at the same time, you know, it is a decrease in fees. Anytime the dollar amount decreases, you gotta say, wow, that's a positive thing, that's a pro. On the back side of it, that can't be the only selling point. How long will this last? I'm hoping it's permanent. You know, is that the only thing that's going to draw students there? Is it just about numbers? Is it just about quantity of students and not quality of students? You see what I'm saying? Like, is that going to be the only thing that says, hey, come to Mississippi, our schools drop the fees? Is that it? Because not all the schools have done it, you know. Is there going to be some competition? If Ole Miss and Mississippi State have not dropped their fees like that, but Jackson State and some other universities have, now you're looking at students saying, oh, I'm automatically transferring. Shoot, I'm from Jackson. I left Jackson to come here because of a scholarship, but now, you know, that scholarship was only a partial scholarship, so I'm leaving. You know, is it going to be the back and forth now? You know, I think you're going to see an influx of students, but wow. Here's another point to consider. You won't stay out of state by classification long if you can change your status. Sometimes when you move to a state or another city for college, you might start off as deemed out of state, you know, because you're not from there. But if you are a student who will be claiming themselves on taxes, you know, you're not going to be a dependent of your parents, you're living on your own, there's certain ways you can become a citizen or a resident of that state. Excuse me. Yeah, resident sounds better. A resident of that state. And now you qualify for in-state tuition. Now, I don't think it's just because you can claim yourself. There might be some ways where you can waive out-of-state fees because you have gone to that school long enough to where, hey, you technically live in this state now. You are a resident of this state now, or the city. Your license plates change, you know, if you live there versus I'm just here for this semester. I'm just here for school. But no, if you become a resident there, then of course you are now in state, and so that out of state tuition fees go away anyway. So there's another side to that even if it looks like, oh man, out of state students getting advantage. Okay, there were certain times that out of state tuition and fees, or I keep saying tuition and fees, but the out of state fee was waived anyway under certain qualifications for many schools. So the advantage, disadvantage was always there. But that, to me, if I'm doing this much for out-of-state students, I have to consider in-state students too. All right. You know, that I can't reiterate that enough. You have to say, well, can we offer more scholarships to those who choose to stay here? Can we make it worth their while for staying here? Because we're truly making it worth the while for those who don't live here. We have to look at that. That can be a positive from a negative. It's like, wait a minute, you benefiting the out-of-state students, but what about the in-state students? They see this as a slap in their face. They might want to go off to another state too, but that state's not doing what Mississippi is doing. So how can we reward them? It's just so many angles to this, and I hope I'm not sounding like I'm talking in circles, but it just seems like it's so many angles to this one topic that can benefit so many, but also kind of slight some too. So I hope I'm not the only one thinking about it like this. So just to recap one more time, you know, on the positive side, anytime you are dropping tuition fees, great. Anytime you're trying to encourage students to come to the school, increase enrollment, increase retention, and ultimately increase graduation rate, positive. But you can't ignore how this looks once you flip it. You're catering more to people who don't live in your state to attract them to your state. Are you doing the same effort for those who already live there? Will this be a long-term thing or just a short-term fix for numbers' sake? And are you more concerned with numbers and quantity than with quality? Think about those things. Hope this helps somebody. Flip the coin over. Hey, thank you for tuning in to today's episode of Flip the Coin Over. To find out more information about me, feel free to go to my website, www.taacker.com. Feel free to find me at Instagram at taacker and on Facebook, taacker LLC. Look forward to hearing from you. And as always, flip the coin over. Thank you.